Yo, yo.
There it is. There it is. Big ups! Welcome to the weekly roundup, man. This is the Supreme Podcast, man. I got my coach, Coach Perry, with me in the building. Coach, holla at him one time.
Man, what's the word, Philly Phil?
Hey, ain't too much, Coach. Ain't too much. We're just trying to, you know what I'm saying, make shit shake. We're going to have a couple of guests with us, man. We got a lot of shit to round up, dog. It's playoff times in Supreme, so you know boys is coming with it. Boys is coming ready, trying to, you know, make sure that they can, you know, get shit going. How they supposed to get shit going.
Yeah, man, it's the spicy time of the year right now, man. Everybody locked and loaded right now. Everybody going out for that championship. Everybody chasing that one goal right now, man. And we already in the divisional round with some games already done been played.
Yeah, man. So we in that division round, boys, just trying to get them get to the next round right now. So what we like to do is we need to go over some of them games from last week in that wild card round. I think we got the Saints coach that just joined us, man. It's a newcomer to the league this season, but a previous Supreme member. Coach, why don't you holler at him and introduce yourself.
Previous Supreme Super Bowl winner, you mean?
Yeah.
Come on, man. What's good?
What's happening, man? And we got Coach Jones in the building, too. We was just about to go over his game at a wild card round. Coach Jones, introduce yourself to him.
Hell, man. What up, man? This is George, captain of the Chicago Bears, joining the podcast. I'm good, though. Joining the podcast, finally.
For sure. We appreciate you joining the network, going over a couple of things with us, man. We're going to keep this one quick and brief. We're going to try to, you know, go over some new things that we got going on for next season. We're going to go over some of these wild card round games, and we're going to try to go over some of the games that's already been played in this divisional round, as well as y'all's projections for the Super Bowl and Super Bowl winner. So without any further ado, Coach, why don't you give us those wild card games, the results from those games?
All right, for the first game, man, we had the Bengals visiting the Kansas City Chiefs. That game was 47-21. The next game, we had the Lions visiting the Bears. That game was 80-17. The next game, we have the Titans was visiting the Jacksonville Jaguars. That game was 17-14 Tennessee. The last game of the wild card was the Falcons at the Cowboys. Cowboys came out victorious 21-17, man. What y'all boys think about that wild card round?
Man, all of them games, I didn't get to watch all of them. I saw just off the timeline, I saw that Cowboys and Falcons was a close nail biter, which came down to the wire, which is good, man. I saw that the Titans and the Jags was also a nail biter, which caught me by surprise, man, because I thought the Jags would definitely roll over and just take it. But, you know, they came out and they fought and they did well. So they actually gave North a good game. It came down to North making some plays in the end in that fourth quarter. I did get to check that one out because I knew that I'd probably be getting to face North. And then with that Bears game, god damn.
Yeah, let's get the elephant out in the room out the way, wow, man.
Oh, oh man, that's crazy, bro. That shit was crazy. We got our coach, McNeil, just jumped in the building. Coach, say what's up to him.
What's up, fellas?
What's going
on? What's up?
For y'all don't know, this is the Eagles coach, McNeil, one of the staples here in Supreme. So let's get back to it, man. Explain yourself. Let us know what was going through your mind, what you told your team after post-game. And, you know.
Man, listen, the bottom line is, long story short, we got smoked. But that's why I said I was going to play the next day, because I just finished coming from the casino, lost like $5,000, then lost all my bets in the NFL and in NBA. So I lost a shitload of like $7,000-$8,000 yesterday in one fucking shot, because that's what I do. I'm a gambler. But, you know, I got on the sticks. It looked good early, 7-0. You score it, then, you know what I'm saying, come to find out he got a ringer that's, you know what I'm saying, that's playing. Because, listen, how long that dude been in on my roster, like in my division? He been in my division since we first started Supreme. He also been in Mo, my league Mo, and my league Respect. And he ain't, I'm saying.
Hey, he Coach, I'm going to say this. That excuse got introduced to you by Shaq about 10 minutes ago.
No. It's been introduced even in my own league. It's been there. You just probably haven't seen it on the chat. But it's been
I heard him talking about it in Respect.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man, I can't tell you what happened in Respect because niggas pulled me out of there on some fuck shit. So I don't know what's going down on the thread in Respect.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I got smoked. But, like, come on, man. At the end of the day, I'm still a contender. I still make the playoffs. I just had a bad, my quarterback had a bad game. He was thrown to the other team. And, you know, hopefully next season we'll get back on track. Hopefully we'll win the division again, host another playoff game, and see where it goes from there. But no,
hey, the real question is, though, Coach, are you going to win a Super Bowl this match?
Hell yeah, man, I'm trying.
Are you gonna get one?
Am I gonna win another one?
You're a good user. Yeah. Are you gonna win the Super Bowl?
Hey man, first of all, bro, the coach gotta stop fucking the quarterback wife, man. Because that's exactly what happened, bro. Like quarterback just threw that game down the toilet. He said, "Fuck this coach, fuck this offensive coordinator."
Yo, this shit's crazy. If y'all watch the game, yo, it's like,
hey man,
it's rated at 94. Like he just kept throwing it to the other team.
That shit was unbelievable.
Hey, look, man, I'm gonna tell you like this. I watched the guy. I ain't watched the beginning, but niggas was on the chat on the thread talking crazy. So I said, you know what? Let me tune in. I don't really watch all the NFC games because I don't gotta see y'all niggas to the Super Bowl. I said, man, this nigga out here embarrassing George, man.
That shit is unbelievable, dog.
I mean, regardless of who he had playing for him, that ain't had nothing to do with you making just blind throws.
I didn't think it was gonna be a good outing for George playing him back to back like that, man. Because I see what he did to George in that week 17.
Well, not only that, like
50 to 10.
I got my money, little.
I think you needed a game in between on that one, right?
Yeah,
there.
Somebody beat you that,
like that. All your plays in his head.
Like, you know what you're going to run already.
I just needed to play today instead of yesterday. That's all it was. I was already I was driving back from the casino.
Yeah, you should have done that.
And then when I'm playing a game, I'm watching the Lakers not cover the first quarter. So I'm tight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But no excuse, you got an ass crack. But what can I say, man? I'm like a supreme royalty. I didn't make the playoffs for the first time last year, for three seasons with Supreme. Like I'm still in it to win it, man. Probably like two seasons left, three seasons left to finish.
Hey, your hobby,
hopefully
hey,
I can. I need Odell.
I'm with Hobby.
Pay me Odell, man. Fucking Hopkins suck.
Oh nah, St. Hopkins, man.
Man, you used to love Hopkins, man.
Receivers. St. Hopkins, bro.
He ain't no Odell. He don't make plays when I need it to.
St. Hopkins.
Hey, man, let's move on to the divisional round, man. We done had two matchups already been played already. We had the Titans versus the Patriots. That score was 21-24, New England. And we had the Lions just got demolished by the Buccaneers, 23-55, man. Watch those games today?
Can we discuss how Reggie just tossed that game down the toilet? I don't even understand, bro. Why you up and you running the ball?
Nah, let me tell y'all. Let me tell y'all.
Go hurry. Why you hurrying up if you running the rock?
Yeah, tell y'all what happened, man. Nah, I'm gonna tell you what happened. I played in the game. I'm gonna tell you what happened. Nah, I'm on. The thing is, man.
Which one can I?
The game before when he played, we got something in the background. The game before. He didn't give a fuck. He knew that Reg knew that he was done after whenever he lost anyway.
Yeah, so he wasn't.
He was playing with house money. So I knew that when he played against the Jags, he was going for it on fourth down when he should have been kicking field goals. He was doing a lot of wild shit that you normally wouldn't do in the playoffs. So I kind of felt that, he really didn't, he don't care. He didn't really care. You know, obviously he would have wanted to win. He would have wanted to win, but he wasn't tripping even when he played the Jags. So even when he played me in the first half, the nigga really got a lot of crazy wild shit. I'm talking about a tip ball when nigga was wide open for a pick. The nigga was getting some wild ass jumping end zone catches from Adoree Jackson. And every time he got the ball, instead of him, running his offense and his scheme, the nigga was doing some wild shit.
That's because he's mad, though, bro. He's tired of Madden for the year. He's Madden out. So he was like,
I know how Reg is.
He's trying to win any game.
He didn't give a fuck. I really gave him the game. I fucked that game off.
Nigga, you threw five picks.
Because of how many turnovers. Five picks. Three of them holes in the end zone. You know what I'm saying? So at least at the end of the day, that's 9 points at minimum. You know what I'm saying? Like inside of the 20, I threw three. Every time he got it, within 30 seconds, he gave that shit back to me. So, you know what I'm saying? Then I said, okay, fuck this shit. I see how he playing. I'm finna just play conservative, stop trying to do dumb shit, and I just need to get a lead so that I can get the game back. When I tied it up, I knew he was gonna lose. Because then he didn't give a fuck. It was fourth down and I think seven. If he just punt the ball, we going to overtime. He did some dumb shit.
Nah, it wasn't that. Reg ain't care, man. He was going. You see, he quit. He quit every league. Yeah. He was in six leagues. He was mad now. So he was going. If he was going to win the way he wanted to win, it wasn't a matter of him losing.
Reg got mad early this year. That's what I said.
But he got. Remember, he got married and all that shit too. So.
Hey, whatever the fuck. Just understand that these Pats understood and grateful that he fucked it off. And we got punched.
I gave you 30. You could have took the other 20.
So, hey, motherfucker, we got punched in the mouth. And so now these niggas know that they shit do stink. I let them niggas know that after the game, this whole week, we in full pads all week. Ain't no shells, and we going ones on ones all fucking week. These niggas got to know it's time to fucking play ball.
Hey, man, let's move on to this other game that got played just a few minutes ago. Hey, Ronnie, you caught that game, the Buccaneers versus Lions?
Yeah, man.
I don't know why my shit keep going in and out.
I saw whatever bit I saw, man, every time I look, Ronald Jones running into the end zone, bro. That shit was crazy, man. That's unbelievable. Yo, I tell you what, man, some dudes just know, they know how to. This Madden, you only need a couple things depending on your style, bro. And Shaq, one of them dudes, bro. If he get a running back over 92 speed with jukebox, that's a wrap. It's over with.
This nigga, he got 96 speed.
I know. And as soon as he hit that hole, bro, he got good vision. You can't knock it.
What I don't understand is why Detroit stopped running the defense he was running, man. Like he was running the defense.
He was running that 3-4 where them niggas was taking care of all the gaps, and he had a free running ass linebacker that's a superstar
shooting straight
that
through.
Literally was making every fucking play.
He was shooting the straight through. And
I turned that shit off when it was 16-0. That shit back on. Shit was 20.
I thought it was a wrap.
To 16, I said, "Oh,
the real dude had to leave, and the guy took over. That's what happened."
Hey, man, boys is wild. Man.
I mean, he ain't lying, bro. Look,
Shaq told me exactly what happened. He said, "Yo, because he never beat that dude." Like, remind you, Shaq is in a league called Elite with him, so they in the same division. He never beat that dude. The dude that supposedly the guy that's playing for him, Shaq have never beat. So when he got up 16-0. Nigga, Shaq called me, was like, yo, in the second quarter, he said, yo, dude must be not playing for him or I had to leave. And Shaq said, watch me come back on him. And Shaq, like, I was playing my other game, and Shaq was like, yo, I'm up by like 10 now. And I was like, word? And you know what I'm saying? Shaq, yo, that's what Shaq called me and told me, like, yo, watch I come back on him.
Oh, man.
That's what happened.
That one was embarrassing.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, like, it looked like Shaq couldn't stop.
Listen, man, I'm gonna tell you, even when he took the lead, he had the little rollout joint where he rolled out to the right, threw that bitch like 65 yards for the tug. When that shit happened, I said, okay, young boy, just gotta play smart, play good defense, and don't give up the 75-yard, 10-second plays. You can't let niggas have 75-yard touchdowns on 10 seconds. Can't happen.
Yeah, especially with 7-minute quarters, man. Jesus.
Especially with a nigga who played good defense. I mean, if Shaq don't do shit else, I will say this. If you can shut down his motherfucking run, his offense ain't like that. He don't really like the pass. He got a couple of pass plays that he likes against man. But if a nigga know how to play pass coverage, that shit don't work. Them little wheel routes and the fucking fades and shit.
And like, the wide trail out of the bunch.
He don't read coverages. The nigga recognizes man and just launch that bitch up. So And until you got to get, you got to run zone, you know what I'm saying, some zone coverages against him to confuse him, but you got to be up to be able to do that to Shaq. If you ain't up and you let him control the clock, you let him control time of possession, and he getting to play defense against stops, you in for a long night.
Man, and he going to score a lot of points. Hurting.
Yeah, I mean, most dudes don't. They don't want to take the, you know, you can stop a nigga for 2-3 yards. I'll take that all day long when they running the ball. I'm not trying to get no, you know, tackle for loss, because once you try to shoot gaps and shit and try to be cute, that's when a nigga cut back and take that shit.
See, that's the
yards.
Thing, man. This shit just so wild, because this Madden, it don't matter even if you do play that sound shit, just because if you could strafe the line all the way, and then you can have three niggas right there waiting to make the tackle. The nigga hit a spin move and never slow down.
You know, I don't
nigga hit that spin move and be and get the and get out the of fuck there. Out of town.
And
if
there.
Y'all think that nigga nice, the fuck, yep. Dog, Barkley is unfair when it comes to that shit.
Speaking now that you Barkley, mentioned Barkley, man, some who got Barkley ain't gonna win this Chiefs versus the Browns game. What y'all think?
Who
about
got Barkley? My projection, man. Chiefs got Barkley.
It's over.
But it's I think you may, I don't know if you remember him or not, Ronnie. But it's Twan. I think he was in respect at one time, but then he got out of that shit. But it's a good user, man. He played good defense. He played a good cover two scheme D. But his offense is very, very basic. But he do the shit so well that he know, like, you know what I'm saying, how to do it. Now some niggas who done caught on to the shit that he struggled with, but niggas who don't know him and ain't too familiar with him, you know, he be roasting the ass.
Yeah.
But
he have two running backs, right?
He run that. Yeah. He got Mixon and Barkley.
He got Mixon too. Yeah.
Both of them both of their ass got jukebox, but Barkley got the jukebox and that fucking spin cycle.
Yeah, he got the evasive.
He don't slow down. The nigga spinning without slowing down and get the fuck up the field.
I mean,
it's six.
That shit accurate though.
So everybody taking the Chiefs in this game.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs too, man. If he got Mixon,
because
Mixon got armbar too, don't he?
Nah, I don't think he got that one.
Damn. Oh, that's an updated rosters. Updated rosters.
But I will say this. This is the same matchup from last year. Last year's AFC, it was divisional round. The last 2 years, they both matched up. Because last year I had North too.
So last year, it
was the same thing, and the Browns won. And the year before that, the Browns won.
Barkley
both times.
Let me give you this question now, Pats. Who would you rather face?
Oh, everybody know I'm facing the Browns.
Yeah.
I beat.
He don't want to see Barkley.
I beat H. I'm comfortable with H's offense, his scheme. He know, even when he don't have – it's in his head. When he got to face me, he kind of walk into the game knowing if some special shit don't happen, I'm going to lose. Like, that's how he is whenever facing me.
So,
but with Barkley, it's a completely different ballgame. That's like having a joker in your fucking hand.
The thing is, you're gonna have to, when you're facing Barkley, you're going to get your ass out that dollar defense that you be running.
Well, No. I definitely do that. But it's the same thing that with Shaq. So this year, I was 15-1. I played Chiefs in the opening round. I mean, opening game of the season and lost. I think I lost by like seven. And I won every game after that, but I lost this by like seven. But, niggas, we did a good job against Barkley. But it's the exact same thing with the Chiefs. If you get him behind and get him where he got to get out of that fucking too tight tight end shit where he can stop running stretches and wham and shit like that and make him, you know, get into a shotgun and force him to throw it a little bit, you got better chance, because he'll get that bitch to you, you know, trying to throw that bitch through the air.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a sound game. Same thing. Really, that's the fucking game plan that the Browns need to have. So if you asking me, you fucking right. I'm rooting for the goddamn Browns.
I hear that.
Hey, George, who you think gonna win in this Cowboys versus Rams game?
Don't think George with us no more.
No, George ain't with us on the
run. I think George off now.
Ronnie, who you think gonna win in this Cowboys versus Rams game?
Shit, I don't really know each user like that.
You ain't seen no games.
Nah,
yet.
I ain't seen nobody
them?
Play.
The nigga know H though. He know
man,
H.
He played real slow, man. Dudes that play slow like that, I can't knock it. It is what it is. But I just know that if I get up two scores on you, like you're going to start have to you're going to get out of your box. Like, you're going to start.
You got to do shit that you ain't comfortable doing.
Exactly. And I know it's a wrap. So I'm going to send heat, nigga. I'm sending eight. And I'm going to make your ass make a hot ass read. And you're going to make a mistake. So that's the downfall of playing slow. You know, I get it strategic wise, but that can't be your only way of playing. So dudes that play that pace, I always know, like, shit, once I get a couple plays on you, man, you know, I'm gonna turn it up.
That game, Lion should have slowed that game down.
He really should have.
All right, McNeil, who you got? You got Browns or Chiefs?
Man, I'm gonna go with the Browns, bro. All
right, Matt, Keith, who you got?
Browns, I gotta roll with the Chiefs, man. The Chiefs, like you said, he get Barkley rolling, man. He hard got to stop.
Hey, man. I'm rolling with the Browns, man.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs and the Rams. That's my pick.
Chiefs and Rams. Yeah. Who you got in that game, Philly?
Who is it? Rams and who?
Rams and Cowboys.
Rams and Cowboys. I got Cowboys, man. Cowboys play good run defense. Yep. And as long as you can play solid defense against Tripp and just make him do some shit where he don't want to
do. Okay, I got a big question for you then. Since you got the Cowboys in this game, do you think the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl?
Hey, Cowboys play against the Bucks, it's gonna be a close game. It ain't no fucking pushover.
Ronnie, the Cowboys is a 2-time champion, back to back.
Oh, word.
And he beat the Bucks before.
Oh, I didn't know this. Can't sleep on the Cowboys. Man, I'm like, all right, I thought he was.
Can't sleep on the Cowboys. Don't let that record fool you.
But when it comes down to it and making plays and playing sound and playing smart ball. He do what he's supposed to do.
Yes, sir. He played real smart.
He didn't put Shaq out, I think, twice.
Oh, all right. Well, shit. I mean, if he done, Shaq game is simple, and Shaq don't change his game at all.
But the thing is, Shaq game is simple, and Rams is exact same fucking way. So if he can get through the Rams, then I think that, you know, it'll be a good – both games.
Actually, I don't think – whoever go out of the Cowboys and Rams to that championship game. I think that game is going to be a good game because I want to say the Rams and the Bucks played in the season. Weren't they with like a 1-point game or something in the season?
They was. That's literally a fucking mirror image of each other playing each other. Mm. Both play fucking, you know, hard blitz man defense shit and both just run the ball 50 times a game.
I mean, shit, if it's working.
Yeah. I mean, that's Ace game, but I will say this. Tripp been doing that shit since Madden 17. He don't care.
You talking about the Cowboys, dude?
The Rams.
He play a lot of people out of homeboy, position, homeboy, all type of homeboy, stuff. Homeboy he do a lot of crazy stuff.
Homeboy called him Lito. I ain't never heard nobody call him Lito. I don't know what the fuck
that's his name. That's his real name, bro. No bullshit. Lito.
Lito is real name?
Yeah, he and what you call it, in KOBK.
Yeah.
He got the Browns. His name Lito, for real, though. That's his name. He a West Coast cat.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know he on the West Coast, and I always shit. He been in Supreme for shit three Maddens now.
Yeah, his name Lito. Ask him in the chat, bro. I know him and Teron always got beat, right. so he ain't gonna respond.
It's a game, Shalom. Yeah. So whenever.
Hey man, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up, man.
As soon as those games get going, man, we'll try to get us another one before the Super Bowl. And see if we can't, you know, reconvene with everybody here and see what we can't do, man. So. Until the next time, man. It was
Hold on. Before we go ahead and cut this, Ronnie, what can we expect from you next year?
Oh, exactly what you saw in a couple games, man. We gonna air that motherfucker out. We gotta get a couple more DBs. I don't know if we gonna draft them, make some moves or whatever. We gotta get some more speed on the back end. We got good linebackers. We got good edge heat. Couple of my linebackers.
Nah, man, you got handed a team that was constructed and put together perfectly. The whole team is nice.
Nah, not exactly, bro. Not when I got seven.
You know, maybe people be nice corner. For certain people. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe not for your.
Maybe not different people.
Maybe not for your scheme. But as overall, it's a solid team.
The team, I would never say they ain't solid, bro. The team is solid. Like, they got speed in the right places. It's just that. A couple of y'all motherfuckers, wide receivers, 99 overall, and I got 75 DBs. It ain't really gonna cut it. They may be fast, but they dumb as hell. They getting beat on out routes and shit when they in the cloud flat, not jumping when they supposed to, all type of dumb shit. So we gonna get some corners and we gonna be all right. Put dudes in the right place, and we gonna turn up. Shaq, no, I be fucking him up. Shaq, no.
Well, You heard it here first on this cast, man.
He did not want me in his division. That's why he was like, man, they're going to put him
That's
here.
That's why boys is crying, man. That's why boys is crying.
Uh-oh.
They know.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
Hey, well, guess what? Ain't shit sweet. Nowhere. So,
at all.
So niggas got to adjust and play ball. So you better tell that nigga he better come with it this postseason. Cause I doubt if he don't get him one this postseason, he ain't gonna get one.
Nah, bro, he know my run D is clamped, so it is what it is.
Well, that's what it is, man. Y'all heard that's it here it. First. Ronnie said he coming with that fire next year. Y'all better be ready over there in that division. He said he's taking over the division and he's coming to win a championship. That's what he said.
That's what I said.
A lot of people come in here saying, "Hey, former champion of Supreme."
It's gonna be a good season, man. We got a bunch of new faces. We got a bunch of new guys that's supposedly supposed to be, you know, good thumpers. So, hey, Supreme 2025 is gonna be fun, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be fire. You already know. All
right, man. All right. Until next time, man. Big up. This is Supreme.